Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome once again to your weekly internet program. Now I'm Minister Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside. I'm saying your weekly internet program because I know that you out there, you're a regular listener, an average listener, so thank you for supporting your internet radio program. This morning went for a great time. We have a guest that's on our show this morning. She's no stranger to Blog Talk, Free on the Inside Network. She's been on here some time ago, but we thought it would be pleasant to bring her back to give us an update on what she's doing in the ministry. But before we go any further, we'd just like to give out some acknowledgments. We'd like to thank Granny's Place Ministry for sponsoring this program each and every week. Granny's Place Ministry is a nonprofit ministry to meet the needs of our young men, women at risk. You can find out more information about Granny's Place Ministry by going to that website, grannyplaceministry.org. Again, we'd like to say thank you to our partners in the ministry, Cottrell House, which is a juvenile center that's meeting the needs of our young men and women at risk. They're teaching them skills. They're teaching them behavior lessons and things of that nature. So they're trying to encourage our young men as they get ready to be released how to be successful in society. We go over there on a monthly basis, and we encourage our young men to be all they could be. Let them know that God hadn't forgot about them. Also, our ministry team that goes down to the Luceric Jail, we like to encourage those ministry volunteers to continue to do what you do. Help change a life in Jesus' name. You know, I say that quite a bit. Well, we know we can't do anything apart from God, and that's out of John 5:20, where Jesus said, let them know the errors of their ways and save their soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. Oh, man, you know, that works for me. Somebody let me know my shortcomings and my failures. But yet they told me about someone that was greater than all the mistakes I ever made. But without any further delay, I'd like to bring to your attention this morning our guest that's on the network this morning. This is Evangelist Power. She has a great ministry, manifest in ministry, and she has something that's very dear to her heart that she would like to share with us this morning. So the next voice you'll hear will be Evangelist Powers. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Minister Lewis. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Welcome to our program. Thank you very much. Introduce yourself and tell us about what God is doing with you at this time.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say thank you for letting me be on your show once again. It's a blessing just listening to the excitement that God has put on the inside of you. You're excited about the things of God, and so am I. And so why we're here today is because the Lord put something intense on my heart that I have to act out. I have to walk this out, but I can't walk it out by myself. And I'll tell you what happened. One night, I rented a video from the library. It was called Cake. It had Jennifer Aniston in it. And I thought, wow, I really like her acting. I'll watch the movie. In a scene, early on in the movie, she vomits out the phrase, and many of you probably heard this phrase, and I'm not going to say it all the way through because it's so irreverent and disrespectful, but I'm going to tell you the phrase was Jesus effing Christ. Shocked my spirit, shocked my soul, and it just grieved me, and I knew that the Spirit of God was grieved. So a few minutes into it further, I could just feel the intense grieving of the Spirit of God. Turned the movie off, could not sleep. Hours into the night, into the next day, grieved. The Spirit of God is grieved that His name, the name which is above every name, the name at which demons flee, the name at which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess is Lord, the name of Jesus is being desecrated in Hollywood, and the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has done nothing to stop it. Now, let me tell you, it started out in a real subtle way when the movies began to say the name of Jesus. And then they graduated from Jesus to let us know exactly which Jesus they're talking about, because there's a lot of Jesuses in the world, in the Hispanic community and in the
yeah.
and overseas. But they graduated to the phrase Jesus Christ. And when they say it, it's out of frustration, anger, disrespect, irreverence. Well, now they've gone to an all-time low, and they now say Jesus effing Christ. So where will it stop? When will it stop? It will not stop until the body of Christ joins together and tells Hollywood, you're going to stop. And the way we
Amen.
Do that is we get a petition together. So I got a petition together, and it's really a long URL, a phrase for me to give out so that you would know where to go to find it. So the easiest way to find it is to either call me, I will give you my number, or you can, and I can either email it to you, or you can go on my Facebook page, Yvette Powers, and you'll find it there. But let me say this. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 20, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. And I'm telling you what, Minister Lewis, I have been, for the past 2 weeks, posting, sign my petition, let's stop this egregious use of the name of Jesus. And I have a total of, and let me tell you before I tell you how many I have, Facebook is the largest community of believers I've ever seen in one place. And you'll see it every day. I love Jesus. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is the man. Jesus, you know, Jesus, Jesus. I have been asking for the past 2 weeks for people to sign my petition, and I have a total of 3 names, a grand total
my
of
Lord.
3. Oh, yeah. And it's painful, not only to me, but to the Lord, because he
yes,
gave
is.
Us. Yes, he gave us the King. He gave us Jesus Christ. It is by his name that we're even saved. And if we can't stand up for the name of Jesus, where will it go next? And I'm going to tell you where it's going to go next. Instead of just saying Jesus effing Christ, they're going to start saying effing Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Okay? That's where we're going. But even worse, I couldn't believe it. Yesterday I was at someone's home, and she had children. They were watching cartoons. And just as subtly as they started with the adults, they started with the kids. They said the word, the kids, cartoon, Jesus. And they're infiltrating our kids' minds. So we have to do something. And I want to thank you for letting me come on today, because I'm hoping that the audience that is listening can hear the heart of God, the pain that it pains him that we have not done anything to stop this.
And you know, Evangelist, that is a powerful statement that you made, that we hadn't done anything to stop it. It grieves the heart of God, because, you know, as Christians, we profess many things, but when it comes up to defending our Lord and Savior,
yeah.
we kind of take a back seat at it. Was it,
because
of our own shortcomings or fearful? I too have been challenged at various times. I'm sitting up in a break area, and this guy is a non-Christian, and he's telling me about TV evangelists and how did this and that. And I said, hey, wait a minute now. You need to do more research on these things. Don't knock
mm-hmm.
it until you try it. And you need to
mm-hmm.
maybe do some things, because you got many illnesses. He's always complaining about he got this and that. I said, maybe you need
mm-hmm.
to take it to the Lord in prayer. Yeah, maybe that's what, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
so many illnesses and things because of your lack of faith. You know, that life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we're battling these things. We're thinking that because we don't have enough to do what needs to be done for Christ. Yeah, we don't. But with me and you, we're binding together. We're
mm-hmm.
more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you and to keep
mm-hmm.
doing what you're doing. I want to help you. I went to the site, and I put my name on there also. And it was nothing invasive. It was nothing invasive.
Okay.
It asked you to put your name
Thank
on there,
you.
Email, and that's it, you know. So
exactly.
I encourage all
our
listening audience to take advantage of this here. You know, make your voice heard. Make your your voice be known and lifted up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because we see
Mr.
how
Lewis.
The entertainers seem to be successful, but yet they use the name of Jesus in vain when they accepting their award, and then a lot of them don't even probably even go to church or anything.
Don't even know the Lord, because if you, this is the thing, and I can't say who and who does not know the Lord. I don't know a man's heart.
Yes.
You know? But this is the thing. As believers, if we're sick, we're calling on Jesus. If we're broke, we're calling on Jesus. If we're having marital problems, we're calling on Jesus. We're calling on Jesus. And I can tell you today, Jesus is calling on you to stand up and do something about his name. Because if you don't have enough respect for Jesus' name, when you call on that name, you tell me, where is that power? You don't have the faith to use that name. Do you know the seven sons of Sceva used the name of Jesus, but they didn't have the faith to use that name?
Amen.
And
come
the
on
demon
now.
Man possessed, the demon man possessed said, Paul I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? And he whipped them, beat them, and ran them out the house naked and bleeding. You can't use that name as if it's a magical name. It is a holy, reverent name above every name.
Yes.
And if we use that name, we better know the God behind that name. And if you know him, then you love him. And if you love him, you will stand up for him.
Amen, amen. And that is so true, that's so true. And sometimes it don't take a whole lot. Just take your professional faith there. Just say, hey, I believe in Jesus. Now it's up to you to make that choice there. So thank you, Evangelist, for sharing that. Now, Evangelist, I met you some time ago when you was doing a another type of ministry, or the same ministry that's in a different fashion. Are you still doing that? Let's talk about that for a minute.
So when we met, I was out on the streets downtown Dallas. Yes, and I was spending a lot of my time on Weston Avenue in Dallas over by the Dart. Then I moved it back towards Fort Worth in on the Lancaster area and just began to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that's not an uncommon sermon down in that area. People come out there all the time. And I started feeding the homeless, you know, and somebody blessed me with a nice little portable stove that I can heat up food for them in the wintertime. And, you know, God loves when we feed the homeless. But he said to me one day, because I had gotten off of ministering, and I just started feeding them food, and the Lord ministered to me and said, but they're still hungry. They still
yes.
need my word. Amen. They need the word of God, because it is the word of God that's quick and that's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. We need the word. So right now, my goal right now is just to get 1,000 signatures and get these people to stop doing that. When they realize that the body of Christ is serious, they are serious. You cannot do this. We will hurt your pockets. We will not go to your movies. We will not buy your movies, your videos. We will stop you. We will hurt you in your pockets. When they see that we're serious about that, then we can move on and do other things. But right now, this is what God's called me to do.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's great there. You know, and sometimes we get overwhelmed by the things that God put our hands to do. But all you have to do is just go forth. Just go forth
yeah.
and God will make the provision and make the way. As you said, that how you was doing ministry and people bless you or someone bless you with some other item that you need toward the ministry, he would do the same thing and all the things that he put to your hands to do. I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a believer.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to take a moment mm-hmm. here and just give out to your phone number again. That number is 310-982-4126. We're speaking to Evangelist Powers regarding the petition that she have out there that's on Facebook. I ask you to go to her Facebook page and sign the petition. The grievous use of the name of Jesus in Hollywood. They said
yeah.
that you heard it, so let's do something about it. Evangelist Powers,
amen.
Give us that site that they could go to and sign this petition.
Okay. Now, like I said, it's such a long URL. So you can go to my Facebook page. I'll give it to you, but it's long. And I wish
that
I had
a shorter. The internet, it works out well. It'll do a lot better than what we can do because it may miss a character. I tell you what, I saw it, and I'm going to attach it to my Facebook page. Because
okay,
someone's going to see it and they're going to want to sign. Because someone, guess what? Somebody else is feeling the same way that you are feeling and I'm feeling about this. Whether here in Dallas or Fort Worth or California, New York. It's people hear it all the time. That, you know, they heard it and they said it and then they say, I want to do something about it. Here's your opportunity.
Yes.
Let's do something about this. A grievous use of the name of Jesus in Hollywood. Amen. Now tell us now about this now. As you doing these things here for the Lord, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. How do you maintain your relationship with Lord and Savior when you are a mother? You have other responsibility, but yet the voice of God keeps ringing in your ear.
Oh, I tell you, you got to know the word. When you know the word, you get to know the God of the word. You get to know the God of the Bible. And you know what? He'll speak to you from his word. And the more you read the word, the more sensitive you become in your spirit to his leading and his promptings. He may tell you something in your mind. You have a thought. Don't go that way. Don't forget to, you know, pick this up. You need this. You know, he'll speak to you, and you're thinking it's your own thoughts. And you'll walk out and not do it, and then you'll say, I knew to do that. Well, see, that's the Lord speaks to you. But so my relationship with him, I love it. I can't say that it's the ultimate because there is no ultimate. He is infinite. You just keep going with God, but he keeps taking you higher and higher. But let me stop and tell your audience this. There was a day as a new believer that I was challenged by Dr. Charles Stanley on a radio broadcast. This was back in the 80s when I first got saved. He said, if you hear someone misuse the name of Jesus, you need to say something. Well, I'm going to tell you, I was fearful to say something because my employer was always saying Jesus Christ. So finally I was challenged. So I had to take that step of faith. And I took that step, and I called him aside the next time I heard him say it, and I said, can I ask you to do me a favor? I said, Jesus is my Lord, and it really offends me when you use his name in vain like that. Would you mind not doing that? Do you know, instead of him being offended, he respects me for that? And that was my, you know, quest to where I am today. It's just like Moses. God says, Moses, go to Pharaoh and tell him, let my people go. And Moses is backed up, and he goes, wait a minute, you know, who am I to go to Pharaoh? I can't go to Pharaoh. And then God gives him little things to show him, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. So audience, God is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us? If sign that petition, you will be a part of something major. I'm telling you, if God put this on my heart, and he did, and he won't let it go, even though people are not joining up like I'd like them to, he knew they wouldn't jump on the bandwagon right away. But he's also challenging me. Are you going to quit because they're not joining, or are you going to take this further? I'm telling you, I got 300 pages printed out. I'm going to go on foot, church to church, leaving these letters with these pastors and church leaders and asking them to join me. So I'm asking you, audience, join me as you can hear my heart. You hear my heart. This is the heart of God. We have to bring that holy reverence back to the name of Jesus, not just on Christmas when everybody's singing about him, but now, right now, we have to bring that name, that reverencing name, back to the name of Jesus. Would you please join me in doing that?
Amen. You heard the evangelist, what her request and her petition for you to sign this this petition regarding the use of the name of Jesus Christ in Hollywood. She told you where you could go to sign that petition. She also have a copy of it in her hands, and she's going to give out the contact number so you too can just maybe you're in the location she's at. Maybe you're at the church that she's going to visit, and then you too could be a part of this great event. Amen. We have a call on the line here, Mr. Richard Daniels. He's going to chime in and say a few words regarding what we're discussing. Good morning, Mr. Daniel on the net.
I know his name, Reverend.
I'm doing well. I think with Evangelist Powers, she's on the line right now. She has something that's dear to her heart. And it's dear to my heart also, because we have to be very mindful of our Lord and Savior, you know. And we want to make sure that that the name of Jesus be lifted up in all facets of life. Amen.
Amen, amen. You know, I like to add to this a little bit. You know, I used to watch these movies in Hollywood, and most of the time we'd be on some of these comedy movies, you know, when really some of these Italian people. That's mostly, like you said, that's mostly like a Italian way they do. And you know, most of our Italians are Catholics, you know. You know, like I went back and I studied the background of the motion picture industry, and basically it started with a whole lot of Jewish people that had a lot of money, and a lot of them started off in Hollywood with, you know, making these movies, and it started off with cowboy movies, and then it went to gangster movies. You know what happens in gangster movies? A lot of disrespectful stuff happening. A lot of these gangsters and stuff like that. And then they started making these. They call them something like a blue comedies. And they basically do anything in them and say anything to them. And I think the other day I saw something about 8 months ago. They said they was trying to make a movie about Jesus, portraying him as being a homosexual. And basically, I thought that was one of the biggest insults you could ever do to Jesus Christ. You know, and that's, you know, and people should really, you know, pay attention to what's happening to the media, how the media can basically control and influence people by what come out of your mouth.
Amen, amen, brother. You're absolutely right. And that's why we need to tell them. We need to get this petition. I can take 1,000, but I'll take 100,000 names to Hollywood and say, no, you're not going to use our Savior's name. They don't use Muhammad. They don't use Allah. And I'll tell you, if they did, their heads would roll. They'll cut your head off right here in America.
Mm-hmm.
But Christians do nothing, and they think because if they say nothing, then everything will go away. Just be quiet. Leave it alone. It'll go away. And look, it's not going away. It's getting worse. And it will get
worse.
It's getting worse. And we have to use that. We as Christians cannot possibly stand before God and say, Father God, I use your name like you told me to. Demons didn't flee, or my child didn't get healed, or my son didn't, you know, kick off a drug. And he'll say, well, wait a minute. How did you use my name? Did you reference my name when you had the opportunity to stand up for my name? Did you stand up for my name? See, the name of Jesus is not some name that you just throw around. You reference his name. I can tell you there's a lot of people listening right now say, he did not answer, and I said in Jesus' name. And I say to you, his name is a holy name. And if you wholly love him, he said, you ask anything in my name, and I hear you. And I will give you the petitions that you desire of me. But you got to know him. You got to know him like you love him. Not just you say you love him and not post on Facebook how much you love him. But God knows the heart. Man looks at the outward appearance of all our postings on Facebook, but God looks at your heart. Do you know him? And you can know him right now. While I'm talking to you, you might even be guilty of saying Jesus effing Christ. You may be guilty of using his name irreverently, but do you know our God is a forgiving God? Our God said, if you would confess your sins, I am faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You can call on Jesus right now while you're listening, and you can ask him, forgive me for not reverencing your name, Lord. Forgive me for going to those movies that dishonor you and paying money to Hollywood to continue to make movies that dishonor you. Right now, I confess my sins. I ask you to forgive me. And from this moment forward, I'm going to stand up for you, Jesus, because you laid down your life for me.
Amen. Yeah? Amen. Amen.
Now, Evangeline, give us the contact information where we could go to the site there and sign that petition, please.
Okay, I'm going to give you my phone number, and I ask you to use it reverently. Don't just call me to be talking, don't be talking. Call me because you want me to give you my email, or you're going to give me your email address so I can send you the petition. Okay, the number is 682-553-0553. Call me. I will email you this petition, and you post it on your Facebook page, and you give it to your family and friends, and you ask them to join you in this fight. And I'm telling you what, you saw little David go up against big Goliath. Do you know before David went before Goliath, all of Israel ran out to fight? They ran out of battle, but when they saw Goliath, they turned and they ran. But little David, a man of God, a little boy of God, stood up and took that devil down. And we're going to do the same thing. You join me in this battle. God goes before us, and we're going to take Hollywood down when it comes to the use of the name of Jesus. The number again is 682-553-0553. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you. Thank you for just having the boldness to do these things. You know, a lot of us, a lot of times we want to do something, but we're scared. We're fearful.
Right.
We just don't know. And it's okay. You know, folks, so God knows it all, you know. And I
Amen.
Love that. I love that. I love that. I love the challenge. I love that challenge.
Amen.
You know, when I was a young man and when I was a little kid, I used to like adventure movies. And I used to like people get, stranded on the desert island and they survive and they get shipwrecked and they survive and they in the desert and they survive. You know, as Christians, we are survivors. We thrive
Amen.
In the midst of these things. Why? Because our Lord and Savior, he have made a
Amen.
Way out of no way. And he will make a way on this earth. He will touch the
Amen.
Hearts of men and women and allow them to come like a flood, you know, and bombard the powers that be to let them know that the name of Jesus is above every name now. As you know, with this world, we structure on finances. If sometimes your financial foundation gets shaken, then you'll know there's a Jesus. But he's trying to let you
come
know
on.
Before those things come about.
Yes,
so my sister,
yes.
Evangelist, my friend, continue to do what you do
Amen.
For the Lord. I love it. You've been
Thank
doing
you,
this for a number
brother.
Of years. And guess what?
Amen.
There's no stopping. There's no stopping. You're a child of God. Your father
Amen.
Has made the way. He said, you know what? A lot of times we know Matthew 28 is saying that go ye down forth for baptize. You know, a lot of times people don't want to go. They like the way he said it,
right.
and they love to quote it, but they say, go. What you mean you want me to go to Facebook and sign this petition?
Come
you
on,
want me to,
come on.
You want me to go and call Evangelist? I just don't know what, you know, but he said go. And I tell him, go, but you don't know what to do. Like when he told Abraham to go, Abraham got up and went. I'm pretty sure he pondered, he thought
yes.
about it, but he went out. A lot of times we got to think about these things, but we said, well, if God put it on my heart, I'm going to go.
Amen.
And now tell us about
that
God had put on your heart to challenge you, but you went on. It challenged us. Encourage us.
Amen. So let me just say this. First of all, I'm getting deployed. I'm leaving today. I'm going to Nebraska because I'm a claims adjuster. So there's been hail damage and wind damage, and I'm about to leave. I'm after this program. I'm on the road. The thing is this, I take my phone with me, so my computer's with me, and I can send you those emails. But I want, when I get back, and I don't know when I'm going to get back, they don't tell you that, I want to ask pastors that are listening to invite me to their churches to speak to their congregation, because when you have a passion for something that God put in your heart, you can best explain it than when someone else explains it. Okay, so if you guys want to invite me to your church to share this with your congregation, to get them a flame, to get that flame going, I'll be willing when I get back from this deployment. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see. Can we make that happen?
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great. We can make it happen for sure. God's going to do it. He's going to do it. He doesn't tell you to do something and then just leave you out there and then get done. Now, it won't get done if we do nothing. And I guarantee you I'm not the first person that God said, hey, this is grieving me. I don't want this disrespect for my son's name. I need somebody to do something. And so, you know, it landed in my plate. You know, there's many so-called Christians, like you said, in Hollywood that are famous. that profess the name of Jesus when they take their little award and their little trophy. Say, thank you, Jesus, Father, God, Holy Spirit. But you're right there, and you can't stop Hollywood from doing this? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Evangelist. Thank you for being a guest on our weekly internet program. We're not going to hold you up because, you know, we value your time. And you keep us abreast of what's going on. We definitely want to be a part of what you're doing regarding this petition here because it's something that needs to be done. It's, it needs to be brought to the forefront. So I had to you, and we're going to continue to pray for you, your strength and your wisdom and your courage. And that God brings men and women along beside of you with the same mindset, not to get ahead of you, not to be behind you, but walk beside you.
Amen.
And
let me tell you, when you do go out and step out for Jesus, this is the thing most people don't want to do. They say, oh, the devil's going to attack you. Listen, if the devil is not attacking you, then you are not a threat to the devil, and that's a shame on us. We need to be a threat to the devil. And let me tell you, since I started this, I have had some vicious attacks. But look who's standing today. I'm still standing, okay? So you're going to stand. God will lead you through this. Don't fear. You can't walk in fear because in him there's no reason to fear. He's with us. He's the creator of heaven and earth. No reason to fear. But I want to ask you guys to keep me in your prayers while I'm out here on this deployment because I'm be climbing up roofs and, you know, I don't want to slip and fall. So you guys pray the angels will catch me if I slip and fall. Just pray the blood of Jesus over me whenever I come to your remembrance because I got things to do for Jesus, and I need to be full-bodied and able to do it. Amen?
Amen, amen. I tell you what, we're going to start out right now. Question, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the gifting of the evangelist, dear Lord, for her passion, dear Lord, to make a difference in this society. Dear Lord, as she goes out, dear Lord, we ask you to go out with her, dear Lord. We ask you to encourage her and put a hedge of protection around her in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, we pray for her safe passage to the job site, dear Lord. And we pray that once she gets there, dear Lord, she's able to do the work at hand. On hand, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Lord. We ask you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, to give her the thing that she needs, dear Lord. Open up the eyes of the people. Let them know, dear Lord, that this is a worthwhile endeavor that she's involved in. We ask you, dear Lord, touch the hearts from north, south, east, and west, and draw all men unto her so she can follow Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Hey, you have a safe passion. We're looking forward to speaking with you again. Please send us a text when you get back to town, and we're going to continue to pray for you and get this petition out there to the power.
All right. Well, bless
right.
you, and may the Lord continue to bless you in Jesus' name.
God
Amen.
Bless you, okay?
Thank you. All right,
bye-bye. You. Amen. You're just listening to Evangelist Powell. Amen. For Manifest Ministry, she was sharing with us about her petition she have. And she encouraged us to go to her Facebook page and sign the petition. And she gave us some information, so we'll follow up on that. And then we have another caller on the line here. Good morning, caller. You're on the net.
Hey there, Reverend Lewis. This is Evangelist Law.
Good morning, Evangelist. How you doing?
Praise the Lord this morning, man. I heard you praying for that sister. Keep up the good work. We need more prayer warriors more than anything else. So I'm letting you know I'm on board, tuning in, listening to you this morning.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. That was the Evangelist Power. She had a petition about the grievous use of the name of Jesus in Hollywood, something that we didn't heard and we didn't thought about it, and she's doing something about it. So she have a petition.
Yeah.
We encourage you to go to her Facebook page. She gave us some information and that you can go in there and sign it. No more than just putting your name on this petition to say, hey, I want to do something about this here, the use of the name of Jesus in Hollywood. So, Evangelist, thank you for calling in.
Yes,
God bless
anytime,
you.
My brother.
And again, thank you for inviting me over to a service about a few weeks ago. I really enjoyed myself, and you gave a dynamic word. So keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. And what you have going on at this time?
Well, right now, I just... You know, keep my family in prayer. I had two of my first cousins died, and they had both of them funerals at the same time. I wasn't able to make either one of those funerals. So,
oh my God!
They had them.
Yeah.
They had them down in Jefferson, Texas.
Okay. Well, God bless you. We'll continue to pray for you and the family. Amen. For they strengthen the Lord.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Now, I met you some time ago, Evangelist, and you was on fire for the Lord, and I'm glad to hear that and see that you're still on fire for the Lord. That's been many, many years ago. And I see how God has really, really raised you and brought you up in the ministry, in which, you know, going without saying, because, you know, as a child of God, we expect these things, and God honor us for our participation in the ministry. At this time, what is God speaking to you regarding ministry in which you put to your hands to do?
And when you right now, I'm still doing a lot of street evangelism, and one of my street topics is that alcohol leave you breathless, drug leave you senseless, but Jesus never leaves you regardless. And I often run into people time and say they're not ready yet, and I always tell them, you can't get yourself ready. When it comes to serving God, He has to come get you to make you ready. Amen.
And that is so true. That is so true, Evangel.
And when you spoke about the fire, and every time I hear that, I think about the Hebrew boys. The reason why they couldn't get burned up in the fiery furnace, because they were already full of the fire. You see, fire they burned was already fire. You see, mm-hmm. And so when you keep that fire burning, you keep your enjoyment, and when you got joy, you can spread joy. You see, this is a two-way thing here in this world. Often I always say it's only two spirits that you can serve, the spirit of God or the spirit of the devil. And then you got the spirit of love and the spirit of hate. Can I get a witness, huh? And so if you full of joy and full of fire, you can get somebody else on fire. I heard folks sing the song, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world can't take it away." And I found out a lot of folks don't have their spiritual joy. They have a temporary joy, such as a paycheck and a car. I just got that new house. You see, there's nothing wrong with having a new house, but I'm doing what the Word of God says. I'm building me a house for the safety of my soul, because this thing not going to be here forever. I'm going to get away from this.
Yeah, amen. That is so true. And by the time we don't realize that, this is temporal.
Well, this is one of the issues that we have today in this society. We're too busy trying to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody wants a new car. Nothing wrong with having a new car, but if you can't afford that new car, stay where you are until you're able to do those things, you see. We taking off without God talking to us to go possess these things, and we're struggling. And a lot of times when we have struggle, we notice when the folks have the struggle, a lot of people quit going to church because of the struggle.
All right.
Hello?
Yes. Brother. I'm sorry. I was answering a text message here. Hey, man, you know, someone was calling, was texting me about our last guest here. Yeah, and you know what? You said some powerful things. I'm going to bring in our co-host here, Brother Daniel, and he's going to say a few words. Brother Daniel.
Yeah, good morning, Reverend Lewis.
Oh, hey, man, we got Reverend Law on the line. You know, God is able. We had our other guest that's unable to make it, and Reverend Law called in, so guess what? God always got a ram in the bush, amen.
Ram in the bush.
I never, you know what, freaking things happen. I try not to get overwhelmed. Sometimes people around me, stuff happens. I said, don't you see what's happening? God is still in the midst of this. He want to know, do you love me? If you take away my AC, do you love me? If my check falls short on the payday, do you still love me, God? You know what I'm saying? If you get sick and go to the doctor and he said, well, I don't know about this here, do you still love the Lord? Oh, man, you know, it's a challenge, brother. I think so much of Job. You know, don't nobody want what happened to Job, but if it do happen, do you still love the Lord? Come on, Brother Daniel, help me out on this.
I got something to tell you. You know, yesterday, you talk about and listen to with the voice of God when he tell you something. You know, yesterday I was riding down the street, man. God told me to go down here, and I said, no, man, I want to go down here. And, he
see me go to the bank, so I want to go down this other bank. So when I got all down the road, man, I got stopped by the police. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to listen when God is talking to you, Reverend Lewis. When he telling you to heed my voice, you better heed his voice. Because basically, warning comes before destruction.
Amen. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Brother Daniel, those things, they happen to us, but they're just for our learning, man. We learn to be attention to the voice. I think so much I do ministry downtown, and I have this scripture that I repeat over and over and rehearse these guys. Cause I learned, man, through my own experience, I don't get it the first time. I don't know. I don't get it. Sometimes I need to hear this thing again to get it right. And ain't you glad that God don't give up on us and he constantly talking to us and bringing back our remembrance? And this scripture that I share with the men, that I share with myself, is Isaiah 35 and 6. And it said that God opened up the blinded eyes and unstopped the deaf ear. And I got to thinking, if I could only see the thing that God has for me, if I could only see the pitfall that the enemy have set for me, the Bible referred to it as the snares. If I could only see, if I could only hear those things that God have for me, like Jeremiah 27 that says that God knows the plans he have for you to prosper you and to do you no harm. That's either 28 or 27. It's one of those. But you know, if I could only hear those things that God have for me, man, it would make a world of difference. It'll make a world of difference. So, you know, I encourage you to keep your eyes open and keep your ears open for the voice of the Lord. You know, I did a message the other day about the Mount of Transfiguration in Luke, the 9th chapter. But prior to Jesus going up to the mountain, he said to his disciples a lot of things, and he did a lot of things. And then not only did he say those things and did those things, but he took them up to the mountain so they could see the glory of God manifesting himself. I thank God that sometimes we don't get it. Our hearing gets dull. Our eyesight gets blurry. But yet he still wants to reveal himself to us, brother. Do you want to see God manifest himself to you and your family today at this time? In this season, he's constantly want to. Just open your eyes. Maybe he's at the gas station this morning. Maybe he's out at Walmart or Sam's. Maybe he's out wherever you are today. And look around and say, God, I see you. I see you, God. I see you making a way for me. You keeping the snares and the enemy at bay. You know, it was a traffic wreck ahead, but God delayed your time just so you don't be in the midst of it. Maybe that was a calamity. And God detoured you to go a different direction. Do you hear me? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Come on there, Reverend Law. Talk to me.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And, you know, so we have to be mindful of these things. Brother, I'm glad you brought that up. Because as our first guest came on about this petition regarding Hollywood, we, all of us, see movies, shows, and programs where they misuse the name. And a lot of times as Christians, we say, we don't want to watch it. We're going to turn it off. But you turn it off, but guess what? They doing a survey to find out how many people are watching these programs. And just because you're not a part of that don't mean that that program is not going to be aired. But if they get a petition, and that's another form of them vetting that show to see, hey, wait a minute. We got these people here that say they like it, but we got a whole number of people that say, hey, they don't want to use particular words, so we're going to write that out of the strip. You do not use these words because it's not acceptable to our viewing audience, to the people that's going to watch the program, the people that's going to take advantage of the commercial that comes on about the Cokes and the bath detergent and the shaving equipment.
Hey.
These people are not going to buy that stuff. So we're not going to use this
can
word.
Can I say something real good?
Yeah,
can I say something?
Yeah.
You know, when I was a little boy, they had a show on, I think it was Channel 8. There was a man named Mike Shapiro. He was kind of like the general manager of WFAA Channel 8. And he had a TV show that came on every Sunday night. And basically, he said the same thing you say now. And he had you could write letters to the TV shows, and you control the destiny of these TV shows by what grant went on them. And I think the first show that really got in trouble on TV was the Smothers Brothers show. You remember that show?
Yeah, I remember that show. I was a young man when that show came.
You know, he used to get on, like, Smothers Brothers was like they were like activists. They would say things to get attention of people or get attention of governmental functions and stuff like that. And they would say basically anything and do anything on TV. And sometimes it would be offensive to people. And they had a way of venting to the manager on Sunday night that said, well, we don't like that. We want you to cut that TV show off. And a lot of shows back in the early 60s and 70s got cut off because of this. But now since you got this cable thing, ain't nothing sacred no more.
Yeah, cable, you know, and satellite radio and those things. Right,
yeah.
You're right. And it's just like the wild, wild west. But we that have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we can make a difference, Brother Daniel. That's why I when God put this on my heart, man, free on the inside. Because I learned, man, as I was doing my Christian ministry, that a lot of people were bound, man, in the body and out of the body. Some people that just held hostage, they can only go so far in ministry because some people that they're involved in ministry didn't want them to do that. They was restricted. Well, we don't want to associate with these group of people because they not like us. Or we don't want to go to these places here because that doesn't reflect us. I said, wait a minute. I was like those group of people over there. I did that kind of stuff. What about me? You know, sometimes we don't want to, you know, we wearing this cloak that we're covering ourselves, you know, kind of like, okay, I'm going to hide out because I don't want nobody to know that I was addicted to drugs, so I can't look the part, and I don't want to associate with drug addicts. I don't want nobody to know I'm homeless because people don't accept homelessness as a life, you know, a style. They don't accept homelessness unless you've been brought back from that and you don't ever want to go back. It's all right. It's always good to say somebody have a testimony. Oh, I was addicted and I was this and that, and now I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, but I don't want to go back. Yeah, brother, don't go back. You might go back. You ain't strong enough to go back. That's what the thing that let's say. You ain't strong enough to go back. It tickled me. Said, wow, really? What about Jesus? If I got Jesus, no weapon formed against me can prosper. And we know we have to be wise about what we do. I can't be a recovering alcoholic and be a bartender. Well, maybe I can, but I wouldn't want to. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to just, I will go to a bar and talk to a friend if he's in there. If a family member say, hey, my uncle's at the bar, I go in there and talk to him. There, if he, you want some drink? Nope. I don't want, you got some water, you got a soda, you know, I'm going to be here for a few minutes, brother. You want to talk to me, here's my number. That's the way of doing things, Brother Daniel.
Amen. That's the way you're supposed to do things.
Go ahead.
You know, Brother Preacher, when you were speaking about those type of people, those the people that's what's in the church. Those the people that Jesus coming out of. Jesus wasn't coming out to these folks that already claim that they brought up in the church, like today. Folks have been talking about, I've been a member of this church for 34 years. You've been 34 years standing in the way of the church progress. Ain't done nothing but raise a whole lot of hell since they've been there for the 34 years.
And then they don't want nobody else to come in. You know, you got a seat there. Yeah. You've been sitting in the same seat, and somebody else come in and sit in your seat. You get all cross-eyed.
I'm a Christian too.
I'm a Christian too. So, my family. Family can talk about family, but we talk about them to encourage them to do better.
But that's why Jesus proved it to them, letting them know. Them folks that claimed that they were already saved, Jesus couldn't use them self-righteous folks. He said, let me go get me a Mary Magdalene, you know. Let me go get me a cussing Peter. Let me go get a murderous Paul. You know, he couldn't use them type of folk that was already was into themselves. Like today,
that Jesus picked, you know, they would say, people say, wait a minute, how do you know all that? You ain't went to school, but yet you got the power in the word. You know, you're not educated, but yet you can do things that baffle the educated.
Because, the same thing when he told the prophet, Jose, the Marigoma, he had a problem with it, but he realized that was God's will. God said, no, you got to marry her. And he married that woman and made her saved and sanctified, even though she backslided a few times. But God told him to go back and get her. If you read the scripture, that he had to bow back from the people that had her in bondage. Like today, when people saved and sanctified, and most of the time when they go back to the world, because some of them old folks that have been there 34 years, they ran them off. And what the word of God said, woe unto them to call my people to go astray. You see, you got to be comforted when you're in the ministry. You don't run them off. You're supposed to keep them now. And if somebody fall by the wayside, now you can serve God. Say, wait a minute, I've been waiting on an opportunity to go help somebody to get back into the fold and bring them back into the body.
So aren't you glad we serve a God of a second chance, Jesus Christ? He's a second chance. You know, because we all messed up, and we all subject to mess up, but God is greater than anything.
But
yes, we got to pay the
cost. Watch this, brother preacher. Paul said that we ain't nothing but filthy rags in the eyesight of God. That also said in the book of Isaiah said the same thing. Now, here's the key to this serving this God. You remember the story about the wayfaring traveler, the man got beat up and robbed? And all the church folk walk right by. Can I get a witness on that?
Yeah.
These people that are supposed to be saved and sanctified, supposed to be now, filled with the Holy Ghost, priests and prophets, and all these folk passed the man up. Wouldn't happen now. But here's a man, the Bible don't even say that he was a Christian. But he had enough love in his heart to help somebody was down and tuck him into the innkeepers and pray for his medicine, his room, and his board, and the food, and told him that wasn't enough, he'll pay the rest on the way back. And they did the same thing at the noonday prayer time when they was on their way into the temple to pray. Church folk passing up the lane, man, didn't even have enough sympathy or love in their heart to have prayer with their brother. And they walk right by him. See, this is how it is today in the ministry. It's never changed. Solomon said there's nothing new under the heavens and the sun. All this stuff is going on now was going on before we were thought about. And it's going to continue to go on until God decides what he's going to do with this world again. So all we got to do now is do what he say, to get people back in the fold and keep ourselves strong and focused on the things of God. And people are falling and leaving the church because some pastor done fell by the wayside. You know, I preach real, Reverend Lewis, you know, the hell with the pastor. You're supposed to be focused on God.
Yes. And that's what a lot of us fall short at, man. But glory be to God that he lifts up a standard. That's why I say, even with you coming on, our guests couldn't make it this evening because of circumstance beyond his control. But God had you and other like-minded men and women to stand into the gap. I love that, brother. I love that because when things don't work out right, I know that God is still going to make a way. Oh, brother, you said something there. You said something there, Rev Law. You said something. We should not lose heart. Because of a loss of a job, a loss of a pastor, a loss of a relationship, because God is still on the throne.
Watch this, brother preacher. Go back to Bishop Ed alone. All these folk call themselves prophets and evangelists that they can prophesy and tell folk God get ready to bless them with money. How come they couldn't prophesy to this brother and say God was going to restore him? Then none of these preachers go to arrest you. They all going to be charged for that, you see. Instead of them helping the brother, you know, praying him back into the fold because they see where he got weak. Watch this now. Even David got weak. Am I right about it?
That's right, yes.
David got weak. So his son Nathan had to prophesy to him to get him back into the fold. Now, I'm just putting something out there which is real. You cannot depend on people. David even wrote himself in Psalm 118. He said, put no confidence in man. He said, put no confidence in princes and palaces. Otherwise, we're talking about the White House and the government. You got to have true trust in God and God only.
Yeah. Amen. We got no Rev Long on the line. And the brother Daniel want to get in here, Rev Long, right quick.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Right.
But then we got a few minutes here.
Okay.
What you got going on, sir?
I got a good sense. You're talking about the president. I got a question now. They had Condoleezza Rice yesterday said she's going to probably put all her help in helping bro Trump, President Trump. And because she said because he's the president, everybody should stop fighting against him and start working with him because basically, I'm going to state this now. I might get some opposition about what I'm saying. God put people in position. God is the author of promotion. Now, so what I'm saying, if nobody does anything without God doing it first. You know, if you look at it, he had Pharaoh in over the people of Israel. He had all these kings. He had Caesar over Judea, them day ruling that country. And basically, I'm saying that everybody is in a place for a certain reason. Okay, the other day he was on TV, he was talking about how America needs to straighten itself up. But first, you have to have a president that has to let the people know that God is needed in our country. And if you look at it, Obama, to me, and I'm going to say this now, you can get mad at him if you want to, you can, your mama, but to me, I never saw President Obama really try to tie America to God. Can you say that?
Well, he tried his best, and he did his best. He tried, and he made a lot of that happen. And like we were saying earlier about we all human, he made one mistake on his way out when he signed the bill for man marry man and women marry women. So that's not of God. That's the only mistake that he made when he was in there. But he didn't make that mistake when he was in there, made that mistake when he was on his way out. He was already out of the seat. But he signed that bill and let man have the right to marry man and women marry women. Then you got some of these ignorant devil-filled preachers claim that they are Holy Ghost preachers, setting up saying that this is the house of God, marrying men and marrying women. That ain't the house of God. That's not even the house or den of thieves. That's a corrupt place, and anybody supporting that is corrupt.
Can I get a witness? Hey, we're getting ready to get on out of here, brother. I want to like to thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of our weekly internet program. It brought back some great comments and great observations. I tell you what, we're going to have a show geared towards those things. Reverend Law, we want to thank you for calling in, brother. You know, you've truly been a friend of me and the ministry, so thank you. Thank you for for lending your voice to our program. And as always, Brother Daniel is our co-host here. We thank Brother Daniel for his willingness to continue to do this. It's been a number of years, but he's been pretty faithful at it. He allows me to get up in the morning because when I'm not doing the show, he'll call me up and say, "What's going on, brother? Why you ain't doing the show?" And
well, so Brother Daniel, where are you located at, Brother Daniel? Where are you located,
Brother Daniel?
I stay over in Irving, Texas, over here in Irving, Texas.
Yeah,
you know,
Irving,
Texas is like a melting pot for everybody. I stay over right over here by this Mars over here, and basically, ooh, Lord, you know, it's a lot of spirits over here, Lord.
I know. We're going to have to get together now, me and you and Rem Lewis. I'm doing a lot of things, and I'm doing a lot of street evangelism all over the Metroplex, and I'd like for you to get with me. I know I can get with Reverend Lewis, and the Lord spoke to me to get me a camcorder when I'm out speaking to people and interviewing
people.
That's what
me and Reverend Lewis got together. We finna start out with this little documentary. Me and Reverend Lewis gonna. I believe you can be a good spokesman on this film.
Oh yeah. I got some support at my church. See, I'm a part of two churches. And, you know, and Reverend Lewis came here me preach a couple of Sundays ago out here in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
And So I take it real seriously. And I want to leave the listeners with this. Don't go to church leaning depending on the pastor. Put your trust in God. When man lets you down, you are down, you see. And I'm finding out that's what this is all about. People are putting their trust into the pastors. And there's nothing wrong with trusting and loving your pastor, but you have to put your trust in God, because when man make mistake, then you get mad, "I ain't going to church no more. He's just like all the rest of them." No, that's not true. All pastors not the same. You got some that's really living this stuff. So when that happens, that's just like if you was in college. If they're not teaching you nothing at the college you are located in at the present time, there's plenty more. There's thousands of colleges in the United States. You can transfer and go somewhere else.
Tell me that. I did the same thing.
There you go. Yeah. So you don't have to sit there and all fuss with them and cuss.
And I had to turn around with the professor. I just transferred and went to another university. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly what I did. You know, I got tired of preachers against me, and I didn't badmouth them or say nothing to them. Matter of fact, I talked to Warren yesterday, and he was glad to hear from me. You know, I just
Somebody tell me the best thing you can do is just slide out the back door and you never get noticed.
You never get noticed. You see?
Yeah.
You don't have to stand all and spread bad news about nobody. You know, just you can go up to say, hey, bro, Pastor, it's time for me to move on. You know, and you don't even have to tell him the reason why. He pretty much already knows the reason why.
Well, God bless you, brothers. As you stated earlier, it's time for us to move on. I want to thank you, gentlemen, for being a part of our weekly program. As I share with our listening audience and our guests, you know, Saturday morning is your time. It's a personal time for you to sit back and reflect. But yet, you're willing to spend your Saturday morning with me and my listening audience. So thank you for spending your time with us this morning. We honor God at everything that we do. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to leave this with both you preachers. And Rem Lewis probably already know I do it. And I want you to call me Rem Lewis when you get off the air. And you know Brother Dave there? Did I get the name right?
Yes.
Brother Dan.
Brother who?
Deacon Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Deacon Dan.
Yeah, Brother Daniel. I told another pastor yesterday, he called me. He said, what you doing, preacher? I said, man, I'm up here, man, shining my shoes and getting my suit out when I'm going to run a church, son. He said, boy, you was already. I said, man, this is the way I do it. You see? Somebody might need to hear that and listen. See, you got to have a tool in the ministry that keep you focused. Can I get a witness? I take that suit out that I'm going to wear and them shoes and slacks or whatever I'm going to wear if it's blue jeans. I already got it out. Setting up ready for me. I allowed to take it out on Wednesday, Thursday, and every time I walk by there, I look at it. And I tell you, it seems like every time I do that, it seems like something get off into them clothes when I put them on. I'd be so excited about the things of God. And I want to put that out there.
God bless you, though, bro. We got to get on out of here, though, Evangelist.
All right.
I tell you what, once you call us back next week, I'm going to call you later on today, and we'll just talk a little further. Brother Daniel, thank you very much. Why don't you close us out in a word of prayer this morning, Brother Daniel, and give God the glory. And again, you've been listening to Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program to
Heavenly
encourage
Father,
to challenge
as
you,
as
and
we
encourage
end
you to
this
be
program
all
today,
in Christ Jesus.
I'd like for you to help sister what she's doing in order to preserve the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stop distorting of the name of Jesus Christ. Help her in our petition, Lord Jesus. Help her. Help the brother, the prophet just came on. Help his ministry. Help send people to his church in order to grow and spread the name of Jesus Christ all around the metroplex of Dallas and Fort Worth. Help him and strengthen them. Strengthen them to grow. The word for the day is to grow and spread the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So right now we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you, gentlemen. Y'all have a great day in the Lord. Again, you're listening to Free on the Inside, encouraging word of God. Thank you. We had Evangelist Powers on this morning here. She was talking about her petition.
Evangelist Powers.
And we ask you to tune in next week for another great episode of Free on the Inside with Minister Lewis and co-host Brother Richard Daniel. God bless you. Have a great day in the Lord.
Be free on the inside.